the ocean of dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ilahi. لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this part of the supplication. Imam alayhi salam says, إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد. O Allah, if you tied me with chains, وَمَنَعْتَنِي سَيْبَكَ مِنْ بَيْنِ الْأَشْهَادِ, and if I am cut off from your bounties in the presence of people, وَدَلَلْتَ عَلَى فَضَائِحِ عُيُونَ الْعِبَادِ, and if I was exposed to infamy and disgrace, وَأَمَرْتَ بِي إِلَى النَّارِ, and if I am ordered to proceed to hell, وَحُلْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْأَبْرَارِ, and if a barrier is put between me and the blessed pious, مَا قَتَعْتُ رَجَائِي مِنْكَ, I would not cease to have hope, وَمَا صَرَفْتُ تَأْمِيلِي لِلْعَفْوِ عَنْكَ, I would not stop expecting your pardon, وَلَا خَرَجَ حُبُّكَ مِنْ قَلْبِي, this would not take away your love from my heart. Next to this, Imam alayhi salam explains the reason. أَنَا لَا أَنْسَى أَيَادِيَكَ عِنْدِي, because I have not forgotten your bounties. I have not forgotten سَتْرَكَ عَلَيَّ فِي دَارِ الدُّنْيَا, I have not forgotten your protection that was available for me in this world. Brothers and sisters, after we sufficiently discussed the issue of khawf and raja, fear and hope, and striking a balance between these two, we started talking about how to nurture the love of God in our hearts so that we will not cease to love Allah, even if we are ordered to proceed to hellfire. One way was to remember each of the blessings and favors of the Almighty Allah, which was one of the causes of nurturing the love of Allah in our hearts. And it was because the blessings of Allah are so abundant and we are so encircled by them that we cannot comprehend their existence unless we are encountering problems and deprived of one of them. That is why we should try to remember his blessings and favors.
The ocean of dua.
In Jawshan Saghir supplication, we can see that there are some afflictions mentioned that are experienced by people, and possibly us, at the outset. It points to the hostilities of ill-wishers and enemies, and how God has protected us from them. It says, إلهي كم من عدو انتظى علي سيف عداوته وشحذ لي ضبة مديته. Oh my God, many an enemy drew up the sword of hostility against me and honed the dagger's edge. وأرهف لي شباحدي ودافى لي قواتل سمومي وسدد إلي صوائب سهامي. Many enemies prepared deadly poisons, leveled their bows at me, and they kept an eye on me. وَلَمْ تَنَمْ عَنِّي عَيْنُ حِرَاسَتِهِ وَأَضْمَرَ أَنْ يَسُومَنِي الْمَكْرُوهُ وَيُجَرِّعَنِي ذُعَافَ مَرَارَتِهِ. So many enemies kept an eye on me, planned to force me to swallow against my will the deadly bitter poison. فنظرت إلى ضعفي عن احتمال الفوادح. But you knew that I was too weak to wear hardships. And it continues and says, وجعلني لنعمائك من الشاكرين ولآلائك من الذاكرين. And let me be among those who thank you for thy bounties and remember you for thy favors. Imam alayhi salam counts all these hardships that are removed from him, some of them not even encountered by him, as blessings and favors. And who knows what would have happened to us if we were not kept safe and protected by the Almighty Allah. So we are ordered, highly recommended by the traditions, to set a certain time during the day or night to think about the God's bounties and favors for us. Try to remember how he has concealed our lapses, how he has continued the shower of mercy he has for us as his servants. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.